You've been hitting the gym consistently, following your workout routine religiously, and yet the scale hasn't budged. Your muscles aren't growing, your energy levels are crashing, and frustration is mounting. Thousands of fitness enthusiasts invest hours each week without seeing the results they deserve, and the culprit isn't lack of effort, it's the hidden mistakes sabotaging their progress. The truth is, working hard doesn't always mean working smart. Small errors in your approach can compound over time, turning your dedicated efforts into wasted energy. Whether you're a beginner stepping into the gym for the first time or a seasoned athlete hitting a plateau, understanding these common pitfalls is the key to unlocking your true potential. The most common mistakes destroying your progress. 1. Skipping the warm-up and cool-down. Walking straight to the bench press or squat rack might seem efficient, but it's one of the fastest ways to derail your workout routine. Your muscles need proper preparation to perform optimally and reduce injury risk. Cold muscles are tight and less flexible, making them prone to strains and tears. A proper warm-up increases blood flow, elevates your heart rate gradually, and mentally prepares you for the work ahead. Similarly, cooling down helps your body transition back to rest, reduces muscle soreness, and improves flexibility. The fix: dedicate 5 to 10 minutes to dynamic stretching and light cardio before lifting. After your session, spend another 5 minutes on static stretches and deep breathing. This simple addition can dramatically improve your performance and recovery. 2. Following a random workout plan without structure. Many people bounce between exercises without any real strategy. Monday might be chest and arms, Tuesday becomes a random mix of whatever machines are available, and by Wednesday, motivation has evaporated. This scattered approach prevents progressive overload and makes tracking progress nearly impossible. Your body adapts to stress through consistency and gradual increases in intensity. Without a structured weekly workout routine, you're essentially starting from scratch each session, never giving your muscles the sustained stimulus they need to grow. The fix: design or follow a proven workout plan that targets specific muscle groups on designated days. A well-structured workout schedule for men typically includes 3 to 5 training days with clear goals for each session. Track your weights, reps, and sets to ensure you're progressing week over week. 3. Ignoring progressive overload. Lifting the same weights for the same number of reps month after month is a surefire way to stagnate. Your muscles adapt to stress, and once they've adjusted to your current routine, they have no reason to grow stronger or bigger. Progressive overload, the gradual increase of stress placed on your body during training, is the foundation of any effective workout routine. This doesn't always mean adding more weight, you can also increase reps, sets, decrease rest time, or improve exercise form. The fix: keep a workout journal or use a fitness app to log every session. Aim to increase your training volume by 5 to 10% each week. This could mean adding 5 pounds to your squat, performing 2 extra reps, or reducing rest time by 15 seconds. 4. Overtraining and under-recovering. More isn't always better. Training 7 days a week without adequate rest is like trying to fill a cup that's already overflowing. Your muscles don't grow during workouts, they grow during recovery. Overtraining leads to chronic fatigue, increased injury risk, hormonal imbalances, and ironically, worse results. The fix: build rest days into your gym workout routine. Most people thrive on 3 to 5 training days per week with at least 2 complete rest days. Prioritize 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep, manage stress levels, and listen to your body's signals. Persistent soreness, irritability, and declining performance are red flags that you need more recovery time. 5. Neglecting proper nutrition and calorie management. You can't out-train a bad diet. Your workout routine might be perfect, but without proper nutrition, you're trying to build a house without bricks. Whether your goal is fat loss, muscle gain, or improved performance, your calorie intake and macronutrient balance are critical. Many people either eat too little, slowing metabolism and losing muscle, or too much, gaining unwanted fat. Others hit their calorie targets but consume mostly processed foods lacking essential nutrients. The fix: calculate your daily calorie needs based on your goals. For muscle gain, aim for a 300 to 500 calorie surplus. For fat loss, create a 300 to 500 calorie deficit. Prioritize whole foods, lean proteins, chicken, fish, tofu, complex carbohydrates, rice, oats, sweet potatoes, and healthy fats, avocado, nuts, olive oil. 6. Using poor exercise form. Ego lifting, loading up the bar with weight you can't control properly, is perhaps the most dangerous mistake on this list. Poor form not only limits muscle activation but also dramatically increases injury risk. That impressive weight means nothing if you're using momentum, partial range of motion, or compensating with the wrong muscles. The fix: leave your ego at the door. Reduce the weight and focus on perfect form for every rep. Consider hiring a trainer for even just a few sessions to ensure you're performing compound movements correctly. Film yourself occasionally to spot form breakdowns. Remember, tension on the target muscle matters more than the number on the plates. 7. Doing too much cardio, or not enough. Cardio is a polarizing topic in fitness. Some people avoid it completely, while others spend hours on the treadmill. Both extremes can sabotage your workout routine. Excessive cardio interferes with muscle recovery and growth, while completely neglecting it limits cardiovascular health and endurance. The fix: balance is key. If your primary goal is building muscle, limit high-intensity cardio to 2 to 3 sessions of 20 to 30 minutes per week. For fat loss, 3 to 4 moderate cardio sessions work well without compromising recovery. Choose activities you enjoy, whether that's cycling, swimming, or brisk walking, so you'll actually stick with them. How Calorie Tracker Buddy transforms your results. Here's where most people struggle: knowing what to eat and actually tracking it consistently are two different challenges. That's where Calorie Tracker Buddy becomes your secret weapon. This intuitive app takes the guesswork out of nutrition by providing detailed calorie tracking, macro breakdowns, and personalized meal suggestions based on your specific goals. Unlike generic calorie counters, Calorie Tracker Buddy understands that your workout routine demands proper fuel. The app syncs with your training schedule, automatically adjusting your calorie targets on workout days versus rest days. Heavy leg day? Your carb allocation increases. Rest day focused on recovery? Your targets shift accordingly. This dynamic approach ensures you're always eating to support your performance, not against it. What makes Calorie Tracker Buddy particularly valuable is its massive food database with accurate nutritional information, barcode scanning for quick logging, and progress photos feature that helps you see changes your scale might miss. You can even set reminders to stay hydrated and track your water intake, crucial for muscle recovery and performance. Many users report finally breaking through plateaus after just 2 weeks of consistent tracking. When you can see exactly how your nutrition impacts your training, making adjustments becomes simple and effective. Conclusion. Transforming your body isn't about finding the perfect workout routine, it's about avoiding the mistakes that prevent your current one from working. Most people have the dedication and work ethic, they simply need to redirect that energy more effectively. Start by addressing one or two mistakes from this list. Maybe that means finally tracking your calories with Calorie Tracker Buddy, or perhaps it's about adding rest days to your schedule. Small corrections compound into remarkable results over time. Your breakthrough isn't found in working harder, it's found in working smarter. FAQs. How long should I follow a workout routine before changing it? Stick with the same program for at least 8 to 12 weeks. This gives your body enough time to adapt and show measurable progress. Constantly switching routines prevents progressive overload. Can I build muscle without tracking calories? While possible, tracking significantly improves results. Most people either overeat or undereat without realizing it. Apps like Calorie Tracker Buddy remove the guesswork and accelerate progress. How many rest days do I actually need? Most people need 2 to 3 complete rest days per week. Active recovery, light walking, stretching, can be done on these days. Listen to your body's persistent fatigue signals, you need more recovery time.